Hey, this is Lois Griffin from Quahog, Rhode Island. And you know, when I'm in Chicago, I like to canoodle with Lou Dickman. Canoodle.
How you doing, man?
Oh, a little rough around the edges.
How long were you
doing? A little rough around the old proverbial edges, as they used to say.
How long were you tending till last night?
Oh, Louis D. partied like it was 1999.
Jeez. Wow.
And what? Yeah, my shift ended at 7, but then I came over to the other site, socialized with Kurt St. Cobb and the rest of the people that refused to leave.
It looked like a reunion of the old mutineers, Lou. We almost had a quorum to take a vote.
Yeah, no, that was fantastic.
Yes, it really was. It was a lot of
fun. I thought you were going to talk longer. You got me on that one.
not much else to say regarding that. I really had a good time, and had I known, I probably would have squeezed out a little more time on that. But it was a stop by for me.
Yeah, no, it was a ball. It was a good turnout. We saw some unbelievable biased New England Patriot football.
How about that Packer game, Lou?
You know, I actually watched it.
It was good.
Yes, and I just said, let me turn on the Packer game and see what's going on there, and then I was like, oh my.
Yeah, I know.
And that was, Aaron Rodgers, that's unbelievable.
I know, I've never had anything against him. He's just too damn good. That's his problem.
Oh, it was Montana-esque.
Yes, it was. It is.
Yeah. So now we've got New England.
Yep.
And Arizona.
Yep. And today, there's some other people deciding some things.
Pittsburgh and Denver is going to be the big game, the 3 o'clock game. That's I got to go with Peyton.
And you're working today?
Peyton over Big Ben. Peyton over Big Ben, definitely.
Great.
Yeah.
And you're working today?
I am.
Are you doing a...
Oh, and look at this. We have a special morning guest appearance.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Live podcast, Northside Pops.
The Northside Pops is on the podcast. Lou.
Yes, he is. Yes.
He had a confrontation with Cowboy yesterday regarding the Dickman division. Cowboy does not like the Dickman.
Well, that's okay. That's all right. You know, it wouldn't be a season without controversy. And our next controversial party and happening will be where the world's most crookedest boat in the world is. The chili cook-off,
Lou. Well, let's get the boat saved the dates. What's the first date people want to save? 2 weeks from today, right?
The first date they want to save. Yes, 2 weeks from today, the awards banquet. Kenny.
There we go. All controversy will be dealt with that day.
Yes, no phone and no keys, Pops.
Lou.
We have a bit of a conundrum here. Yes, we have the awards banquet.
Yes.
Bob Connor's third annual bowling tournament, which I will always call the second annual.
How time flies, Lou.
Yes, and then, of course, Valentine's Day. February 14th,
the day of love, Lou. And what will we be serving on that day of love?
That's our chili cook-off.
All right.
Nothing says love better than bringing your sweetheart to the sovereign for the chili cook-off. And on that note,
The fragrance of that day will be memorable for at least another day.
From Rogers Park to Uptown. So what's my question of the week?
Your question of the week, Lou, is what is your favorite constitutional amendment and why?
My favorite constitutional amendment and why would be the right to vote.
All right. I don't know if that's a constitutional... Yeah, that is a...
For women. So it's the thing that gave the women the right to vote.
All right. There you go, Lou.
Yes.
Lou the feminist...
And now we can blame them.
Lou the feminist, give us your catchphrase out, and we'll have a great day today. Lou is going to be behind the bar. What's on the Meatopia?
Leftover chili.
Leftover chili. That chili was good.
Oh, it's a new cans, baby, new cans.
Okay.
No question of the week?
I just asked you the question of the week. Your favorite.
Oh, that's my constitutional amendment. Come on, please. Let's have another one.
I don't know.
I'm a little chatty this morning.
All right, Lou. What would be another one for Lou?
Where's our producer? Our producer should have questions right away.
Who do you predict will win the chili contest and why?
I predict the person who brings in the most friends will win the chili cook-off.
Because
the golden rule is vote for your friend's chili first, and the next best last. All right. We'll see you later. Have an outstanding week, and go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Shady Contest Service. When you have a contest that needs to be rigged, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell Lou rigs you!